second man.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right.
Mike's going to make his report.
We'll talk later. Yeah, I'll catch you.
Have you made him part of the record? No, you didn't. He introduced me.
Yeah, we can do the letter.
Give the letter.
Yeah.
I need that too.
Yeah, that and the, there was a letter. I think it's a name.
That's a classic.
I need that. Never mind. Sorry about that. This is an application for BB Medical Center Incorporated to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a medical center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 23.471 acres, more or less, lying south of Route 26, 1/4 mile west of Route 17.
Sorry, it doesn't work now.
Bear with me a second again, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
We should be on the other side there. I don't see how Shane does it anyway.
I'm ready for some.
For the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down copies of the site plan for this application.
It's all the same, correct?
Should be the same. Both different. I have a couple of agency comments. First one is it's from the Department of Transportation in the form, it's actually in the form of a letter with an attached work facilities report dated November 28th of 2007, making reference to the present zoning being AR1. Datum makes reference to Route 26 from Road 54 to Delaware 17. There's an annual average daily traffic of 10,400 vehicles per day and a summer average of 13,589 vehicles per day. Sound like the same number as the previous application, I believe. The level of service at this location is level of service E. Whether the site stays as it is or is developed for the medical facility. There's also a letter dated December 4th of 2007 making reference to that support facilities report. Makes reference to the size of the property, the location, present zoning AR1, and being within the environmentally sensitive developing district overlay. And it's seeking the conditional use to build a medical office space. Proposed medical office space is planned to be developed in two phases. The first phase will consist of 60,000 square foot medical office building, while the second phase will consist of an additional 27,000 square feet of medical office building. The traffic impact study is currently being performed for this application, assuming full build out of an 87,000 square foot medical office space. TIS would not be required for the first phase alone under our current TIS warrants. Therefore, we do not recommend that a TIS be performed for approval of this application for the first phase. The second comment is from the County Engineering Department. Utility Planning Division was received yesterday. It makes reference to the applicant, the location, the tax map parcel, the intended use. The system design assumption for this parcel is 4 EDUs per acre. The site is in a proposed or current county operated maintained sanitary sewer district, which is a beaver dam planning area. Proposed conditional use will use an on-site septic system. The proposed project is again located in the beaver dam planning area for sewer service, and the county will be extending sewer to this area for in concert with the Route 26 widening, and sewer service will be available in some future time. The county does not have a schedule for providing sewer service at this time. However, the project proposes to develop using an individual on-site system. The county has no objection to the project developing on an on-site system. When the county provides sewer service, it is required that the on-site system be abandoned and a direct connection made to the county system at the property owner's expense. And the concept plan is not required at this time. And that was signed by Rob Davis for John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. I also have a copy of the October 24, 2007, plus review for this project. I have not seen a response from the developer to the plus, or to the Office of State Planning Coordination, and I have not received the final response from the Office of State Planning Coordination on this project. It is a 15-page document. I'll pass it down. It is part of the record, and I'll pass it down for your review. Proceed with the public hearing. That's all I have, gentlemen.
All right, sir, we thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question for Mr. Lang.
Okay.
If sort of a procedural, didn't want to get too far ahead of myself, but looking at this site plan, if what I'm assuming may be a helicopter pad here, would that not be the subject of another public hearing?
Yes, it would. It would require separate conditional use.
Separate conditional use, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, they have time. Okay, step right up.
Good evening again. I'm Donna Strzelecki, Vice President of Operations for BB Medical Center. And BB Medical Center's main campus is located at 424 Savannah Road in Lewis, Delaware. And it's my responsibility tonight to also to give you an overview of the project that's being considered for this parcel of land for which we're requesting conditional use. Also with me is Mr. Brian Luoma. He is a professional engineer with Chiron and Kalp, who is the engineering firm with whom BB is working on this project. So he can answer any of the more technical questions. I will give you the general overview of the project. Specifically, the objectives for this project, which will be a large outpatient facility, is to really expand and consolidate outpatient services that we presently provide in what we call our South Coastal region. The outpatient center would be called the South Coastal Health Campus. It would actually consolidate four services that we already provide to this community, and that is a seasonal summer-only emergency department. We are licensed by the state to operate from the Saturday prior to Memorial Day through 7 a.m. the Tuesday following Labor Day. As many of us know, the influx of part-time residents and seasonal tourists into the area and the use of Route 1 sometimes makes it a challenge to get through quickly, so hence the hospital has operated a seasonal-only emergency department in that region for well over 20 years. What we would be proposing is to consolidate that into one building along with our imaging services, our laboratory services, and rehabilitation services. Our plan is to design a facility that allows for future growth. We have 23 acres. We're just designing this facility now for the short-term needs of a five-year plan, but we'd like to be able to continue to use that site in the future for long-term commitment to the community. And then our goal is also to develop a green facility, a facility that in the design of the building itself will help support conservation and sustainable growth. And we're also, because the site is a very beautiful natural setting, we're also looking to preserve the site's natural features and benefits wherever possible. So that's basically the overview of the project. What I just have shared for you there is right now a rendering of the building. The design is using natural materials, wood, stucco, stone, to complement, again, the natural setting. The services, again, we talked about the emergency department. We're planning on expanding from 6 to 10 bays, again, to support continued growth in the southern portion of our region. We also have our BB Lab Express site, which is a blood draw station, specimen collection, and we also perform EKGs there. BB Imaging, we presently provide mammography and plain film x-ray services. The goal is to also expand to include computed tomography, also known as CAT scan, and magnetic resonance imaging, also known as MRI, and ultrasound. One of the benefits for CAT scan and ultrasound in particular is presently any patients in our emergency department who are in need of CAT scan and ultrasound need to be either discharged as an outpatient and have to travel up to the main campus for those services, or if they are in a condition that they would be required to have it and not be discharged, they need to be transported by ambulance. So again, it will be doing something to benefit emergency services and making them more efficient and convenient for patients who have to use that service. And then lastly, we will also be providing physical rehabilitation. We presently only provide physical therapy in the region. We would be adding speech therapy, occupational therapy, and aqua therapy, again, to support the growing healthcare needs of the community. Overview, our facility is initially starting with two stories. As we continue to do design development, the square footage has changed slightly, but it's not in excess of what was proposed. We're going to construct and fit out the first floor, which would contain those four clinical services that I just described, and that would be approximately 35,000 square feet. And then we would propose to construct and shell in the second floor of approximately 22,000 feet. At this point in time, there is no designated use for that shell space, but as we have learned, we quickly meet capacity in our other growth projects for BB Medical Center throughout our service area, and we wanted to anticipate, would it be physician offices, would it be additional clinical services? At this time, it hasn't been designated, but we'd like to have at least the building shelled in so that we could quickly add services in the future. We would put infrastructure in the present building that would allow us to add a third floor at some future date, yet to be determined. But again, as we have learned, the demand for healthcare services continues to increase, and it's we think it's a prudent move to design infrastructure that would allow for future growth. The cost of the project we estimate to be $28.2 million. 20.8 is construction, 4.3 million is furnishings, finishings, and equipment, and 3.1 million is land, which has, of course, already been acquired. And that is just really a brief overview of the services that we hope to bring to the southern region of our service area in an expanded, more comprehensive format. And we're here just tonight. Of course, we know we have to get the entire project approved at future things, but tonight we're just looking for the conditional use. So that's my formal presentation. But if there are any more technical questions that Brian can answer, or if there's any questions that you have of me, I'd be happy to answer them.
All right, then. We thank you. And we'll see if anyone has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Smith.
I heard you say aqua therapy.
Yes, that's correct.
I had to ask, are you having a pool and clubhouse?
There'll be a pool with bathrooms conveniently located next to them inside the facility.
Thank you.
Nobody has to walk more than 1,000 feet.
No, there will not be that requirement. And I'll have parking spaces in front of the building for the particularly physically handicapped and rehab.
Thank you. One of the things that is considered in the conditional use is a need for such a facility, and I think that you've done a good job of, in what you described as a brief presentation, establishing that need to the, at least to my satisfaction. I would like to ask you, if you were a neighbor to this property, what objections, if you were to look at this, trying to look at it objectively, what concerns would you have were you one of these people on the, was that Leona Drive or Diane Road, any of those properties?
I think one of the points that you brought out is the use of the helipad for transport of very emergent patients. As I tried to describe to you, we have a very unique situation. BB Medical Center is only one of two licensed freestanding emergency departments in the state. The other one is in Newark, and it operates year-round. For us, as I described, because of the seasonal influx and the traffic challenges that people may face, we've been given that approval. But one of the things that I wanted to let the commission know is that we do not have high usage of the helipad for the following reason. Because it's a freestanding emergency center, it doesn't have access to the services that many serious patients need. It doesn't have, you know, we don't have an OR there. We don't have a lot of the sophisticated diagnostic tools that I described to you. That's why we want to get CT and ultrasound down there. You know, we don't have cardiac capabilities for really dealing with myocardial infarctions or other serious cardiac issues at that campus. So we have a relationship with the EMS. Sussex County EMS, if anybody's brought in by ambulance, already confers with our command center at the emergency department to say, nope, you need to bring them straight to BB Medical Center at our Lewis campus, bypass Millville. So for that reason, the volume and usage of the helipad is very low, but we need to have it for those emergent cases where, believe it or not, sometimes patients drive themselves to the emergency department and they're in active MI and they need to be transported out. So the volume is very low, but that would be an issue that I would think that neighbors may question. That's one of the reasons why we've purchased a very large site, and we're trying to keep as much of the beauty of the natural site preserved so that it blends in with the setting. But you ask my question, and I have to be honest, that would probably be the biggest issue.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Days and hours, this is going to be 7 days, 24 hours?
It varies by the services that I described to you. For the emergency department, as I described, we are licensed by the state only to operate during the summer season. The emergency department at that time would obviously be 24/7 for the summer. The rest of the services, rehab is primarily a Monday through Friday, 8-hour-a-day operation. The imaging and laboratory services, because we've expanded hours to try to be convenient to our patients who fast or who need to have x-rays before or after work, those hours would be 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. And so that's pretty much the outpatient, the pure outpatient services would be daytime services and Saturday morning services.
Would you like to see some flexibility by the commission if this were acted on favorably in those, you know, within those days and hours so that you can, would you like to see us try to be as flexible as possible so that we're not restricting you from future growth and health care demands and needs of the community?
We would certainly appreciate that and understand likely the only thing that if we went to 24/7 operations as an acute hospital, which isn't on our time horizon anytime soon, but in terms of being able to bring outpatient services to the community in an expanded time frame, we tend to grow the hours of operation as long as our patients request it of us. So, yes, we would appreciate the flexibility, but we understand if you need to put stipulations on it. But more flexibility, the better we can respond to the needs of the community more quickly.
Thank you. I just have a couple questions for your for the engineer. And if he could step up and identify himself and give his credentials, please.
Sure. Brian Luoma, I'm a professional engineer with Chiron & Cope. Our address is 1118 East Columbia Avenue in Philadelphia, PA.
So I see what appears to be a tack stitch on the site plan. Are you working to determine where the maintenance easements are for that tack stitch?
Yeah, we have located the maintenance easements on that. The current plan does not provide for any changes to the tack stitch. There may be utility crossings, but there would not be any changes to the tack stitch itself. We may ask for a narrowing of the easement, but that's all to be worked out still.
You have one of those 250-foot easements, or?
I don't quite think it's 200, maybe 180. I think it's, is it not on the plan? It's pretty big, but and we may need to shrink that one side down. But like I said, we're not looking to relocate the tax ditch or anything like that.
You're just doing the site plan and not the, are you doing the architecture for the building?
No, we're just doing the site engineering.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. One last question for you. Will you be taking into account, or tell me, will there be storage of narcotics or anything like that on the site that may be an enticement to someone to burglarize the facility? And if so, will you have security?
We will have the facility alarmed. All of our satellite facilities are alarmed through a 24-hour service that then dispatches the appropriate people. Yes, there would be narcotics for the emergency department. When you are running a 24/7 emergency department, that would be there. Our medication administration system, however, is a computerized system that requires passcode access and things of that nature, so it is a very, very secure system. But there will be security alarms. There will be the requirement, especially for team member safety, as well as to dissuade any enticement to try and procure narcotics through inappropriate means. There will be after-hours doors where you'd have to buzz in and let the people in, and cameras. So we do plan on having some good security there.
Will you get flu shots?
You want to sign up now?
BB Medical Center does offer flu shots, and we would like to bring community health events to this site as we get up and running. We do.
Some aqua care because we're going to have bathrooms. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's all, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, sir. Gordy?
Your facility now, your emergency facility now, which is right in front of Food Line?
That's correct.
Yeah. How far is that from your BB campus, main
campus? Oh, approximately 23 miles.
23 miles. So people have travel 23 miles to go for outpatients and all that.
Now, for more comprehensive outpatient services, please recognize within that same complex, we own the building that has the emergency department. On the other side, we had to relocate BB Lab Express to there because of the growth. So we do have the lab in the same building as the seasonal emergency department. And then in the Creekside Plaza, which is the strip mall shopping center right in that same area, we lease space. And within that space, we provide diagnostic imaging, but only mammo, plain film, and we provide physical therapy. But we have
combined all this in one facility.
We have absolutely outgrown our space. We cannot add new services until we build a new facility.
So actually, you're helping the residents in the area.
Yes, our commitment.
Driving and
it's trying to bring convenience and accessibility of outpatient services to a growing portion of our service area. Absolutely.
Do you foresee ever applying for a year-round emergency service?
At this point in time, the volumes don't support emergency services. Approximately 98% of the patients that we see at our emergency center are what's technically viewed as a walk-in primary care visit. So it's things like sunburn, it's strep throat, you know, it's seasonal vacationers whose children develop colds or things of that nature, broken limbs. Because of the situation that I think I described to you earlier, EMS coordinates with our emergency department, so anything being brought in by ambulance is triaged before anyone's brought in, so the more serious ones are immediately brought up to Lewis, except those who drive themselves in, and you'd be very surprised by how many people drive themselves in with serious, serious health conditions.
Thank you. That's all the questions I have.
Mr. Jones.
Do you know if a response to the plus comments has been sent to
plus?
I thought they had been, but I cannot say definitively, and I will need to get back with you on that. Oh, thank you, Brian.
A formal response has not been submitted at this time. We have reviewed the plus comments, and obviously we're going to comply to the greatest extent possible during our technical design, and we're going to meet with all the appropriate personnel. But a point-by-point response has not been submitted at this time.
And Mr. Smith, I'll ask that the record be left open to allow for the response, comments, and the response by the...
Fortunately, I did have the luxury of having a copy of the plus comments before tonight's meeting, unlike perhaps some of the other commissioners. And if you come before us before, again, the commission appreciates having the materials 10 business days prior to the public hearing. It used to be 3 days, now it's 10 as of January 1. The advantage of that gives us an opportunity to review the information to help us formulate questions, etc. And based on that, I do have a few questions. One of the things that the plus comments did reference was that this was being built in two phases.
Yes.
Can you share with us where the other phase might be? And
certainly. I have also on the board the zoning plan that was submitted to the board. As far as the site plan improvements that are being phased, you can see here in the lighter gray 84 additional spaces that would be constructed as part of phase three or the third floor construction of the facility. We've elected to do it in phases as opposed to constructing it right now to try and comply with the hospital's desire to make this as green a facility as possible. So in that interest, we're trying to leave the trees up as long as possible and not construct them until they actually are required.
So then are you saying there's going to be two stories to start with, and then phase three would be the third floor?
That's correct.
And when you build the third phase, that's when you would propose cutting down the trees and putting in an additional parking?
That is correct.
Okay. Where do you anticipate your stormwater management ponds?
The stormwater management ponds would be near that area where the additional parking area is being put, that same vicinity over there.
Is it a pond?
I don't know. It looks like it might be.
Because in line with that, one of my concerns is that that was, maybe it's not my concern, but Benrec's concern, if you have a copy of your plus comments with you.
I do not, but I'll follow along.
Can someone lend him a copy?
I'll give it back to you.
That one?
Yeah.
One of the areas that I would be particularly interested in hearing you address, not necessarily tonight, but certainly in your response to plus, is on page 5 of 15, where they're talking about the soils in that area.
Yes, we have done soil logs at the site, and I know that. And if I'm guessing correctly, yes, you're referring to their concerns that there are hydric soils on the site.
Yes,
they found that the extent of the hydric soils is really much more limited than they had than the plus comments indicate, which I think refers to the soil survey mapping. The hydric soils were more limited to the wetlands area on the site.
As you can see, we have a small area of wetlands up here, and we have another small area of wetlands over here. Neither of those wetlands areas are proposed to be disturbed as part of this development. The other areas were more upland, sandy-type soils that would be conducive for development and for stormwater management.
Okay. Thank you. And I guess one of my other questions would be in terms of your water source or your water supply. Are you looking at putting in a well? Are you talking about using tide water or someone?
To be honest, that is it's a difficult question right now that we're working through as well. We are in active conversations with Tidewater as far as getting public water to the site. That is our preference. That being said, if that is not possible, we have had preliminary investigations as far as putting a well on the site, and that is possible as well. So we may go that route if we are unable to get public water to the site.
And disposing of the water that you don't drink, where would you be putting in your septic system?
The septic system, we are looking at a investigating a drip irrigation or drip system, which would be have the system discharged through small pipes in the wooded areas, also to the north of that new parking area, or that phase three parking area. Actually, I guess northeast.
And are there any tentative plans for the area that's loops around and to the right of our friends at Good Earth?
Not really. No. I don't want to speak out of turn, but I think they're actually talking about, I'll let you answer.
There are no short-term plans for that. We just thought that it would be good to acquire that property for, it was the second piece of property we acquired, to complete the entire site as one package. We just thought over time it would be nice to have circulation in a circular pattern with perhaps entering through one location and exiting for the other, but that would be only if we put additional services on the site. So it was simply purchased and acquired so that we had as much property as possible to try and anticipate future growth, because as we know, land down there is limited and increasing in price at a regular basis, except for the last 3 months. So no plans presently. We just thought it'd be prudent to try and acquire it.
When in looking at this piece here, it appears as though you're looking at a temporary construction entrance and that long strip there. Is that correct? At least my footnotes there show that. It says future DelDOT easement and then temporary construction easement.
That temporary construction easement is for DelDOT to do their work. It's their easement. It's not our easement. It's granted to DelDOT to allow them to do the road widening on Route 26.
Okay.
So it allows them to come onto our property to do their construction.
So you're planning to come...
We're going to be coming off this side of here.
The western piece.
The western side, yes.
Okay.
There shouldn't be any construction activities happening.
I think that's all the sticky notes I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
Mr. Chairman, all my questions have been answered, but I will say the Memorial Day to Labor Day, I would wish you'd consider looking at that a little harder, because I think the surprise that you're finding of people driving in, they're probably driving all the way to Lewis as well.
Yeah, one thing that I did neglect to mention, because we have been meeting regularly with people in the community who, quite frankly, would like a hospital there. Unfortunately, it cost about $1 million to $1.5 million per bed to construct a hospital. It's a very expensive proposition. However, we have begun to operate a walk-in primary care center on the weekends in the off-season, because we want to be good stewards with our primary care doctors and not have them feel that we're competing with them. So they thought, we're not open on the weekends. It would be great if you could service people on the weekends. So we have added that service to the community. And as volumes grow and if the mix of the services that are being provided transition away from walk-in primary care to true emergency care, you know, we will consider that. But right now it is an exceedingly costly proposition. The emergency department does not cover its cost to operate for the summer. We do it because it's the right thing to do for the health care of the community.
Thank you. Mr. Lang?
No question.
Mr. Couch?
Just one, and more, I guess, in the way of a comment, the parcel that you're buying, as I understand,
has been purchased.
Have bought for future access or whatever it may end up being, has got a number of structures on it. What I hope we don't have is a long-term demolition by neglect. And if you're not going to use the buildings at all, then go ahead and tear them down.
Okay.
Don't leave them fall apart through lack of attention. But I really would encourage you to take a serious look at those, because some of those look like some pretty nice structures.
At this point in time, we haven't made a determination as to which of those structures we would retain and which ones we wouldn't, but I can assure you that BB wants to be good stewards to the community, and we would not be put allowing property to fall into disrepair. Thank you, but it's a point well taken.
Sometimes things are unintentional.
You're right.
Council?
No questions, thanks.
All right then, we thank you. We'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if anyone here has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
For anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1777 BB Medical Center, Inc.
Got it.
Yeah, there's one.
This was not planned, I want you to know.
We were surprised, too. Dave Ryan, 31806 Good Earth Lane in Clarksville. As you pointed out, our house is right about here, so we're pretty close to the thing. And we had the same concern about...
Well, you can walk if you're having a heart attack.
Yeah, exactly. Although I'd be one of the guys driving them over there.
We don't have to drive, you walk.
And we were concerned about the helicopters and the ambulances late at night. Right now, we're back there in the trees, and our neighbor's got a goat farm, and that's pretty much all that's happening there. But, you know, we recognize that the needs of the community for medical care outweigh our needs for peace and solitude that all of us came down here for. So, and I want to say that the people from BB are great about being responsive. You know, they're accessible. If we call, they pick up the phone, and, you know, I'm sure that there'll be some issues during construction, and they've been great about being responsive to it. So we're in support, and I think it's going to be a great project.
All right, sir. Thanks.
Anyone
else like to speak in favor? So anyone else would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1777? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We're going to leave this open
for plus, leaving
the record open for written response to plus and plus's response to the response and anything else? Or is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Very good. All right, gentlemen, I'll entertain a motion.
I guess in light of the engineer for the applicants indicating that will be working on that, I don't think in my motion I shouldn't put in any number of days.
No, I wouldn't put time on it.
Just have it when it's there. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Regarding conditional use number 1777, the applicant BB Medical Center, for conditional use, my motion at this time is for deferral with the record left open for their response to the plus comments and a further response by the public if they so choose to those comments.
Well, if you're going to leave it open for a public response, you're going to want to put a time limit on that portion of it.
You don't need to do that. I think it's the plus, the response to plus, and then plus's comments based on the response.
There had been opposition.
There was no opposition. No opposition. Okay. I don't think there's really going to be anything.
Then, Mr. Chairman, I'll amend that motion by deleting the part about leaving the record open for a response to the response, and just let it stand as my motion for deferral with the record open for the engineer to respond to plus.
And plus respond to that. Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1777, BB Medical Center Incorporated, leaving the record open to receive the applicant's response to the plus comments and the plus response to the applicant's response.
Good job.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Lang, do you have anything for the good of the order?
No, sir.
All right, then. We stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.
Remind me of it. It's 8:33. Stump set on the stump. Stump bump the stump song, yeah. I don't know what you're trying to say. That. Plus responses.
I know.